Podcast. What is up? Back again, Scorpion Daily. I'm super excited to do this episode. As always, it has been a little while, but we're back on it, and I was thinking a little bit about these episodes that I'm recording, you know, the documentation of my journey, if you will. And what's really, really neat about them is, you know, I appreciate everybody who's here right now, you know, in the now, listening to the episodes. I think it's amazing that you guys are here so early, and I definitely do want to, you know, give out some value. So I do have a project NFT token, if you will, that's going to be going out, but you do have to put in a little bit of effort to claim it. And it's super simple, you know, just send me a message and we'll get connected so I can send you that token. But if you're here super early, I mean, you might as well grab onto it. It's kind of like, you know, getting a stock for, you know, Apple, you know, 10 days after the company was created. So anyways, I'm super excited for this episode. It's going to be brief because I just picked up a quesadilla from Chipotle, and I definitely do want to eat. So I want to talk a little bit about passion and authenticity. I think that those are themes that I talk about quite a bit, but it's truly important for happiness and success in your life. You know, I think that if you want to be ultimately connected with your highest self, your most best person, well, then one of the best things to do is probably align your passion with your authenticity. And so I'll dive into what I mean by that. But basically, there are points throughout our week where we have time to ourselves. And a lot of times, you know, we'll catch ourselves doing certain things, you know, whether that's self-care, cooking, cleaning, watching TV, playing video games, you know, spending time with friends and family, or maybe we're participating in an activity that's not necessarily, you know, our work or our job, but we love doing it. That right there, you know, when you have downtime and you're spending that precious time on a certain activity, you know, something that you're doing, that right there could be a passion of yours that you should probably further explore. And we're coming into a day and age where your passion projects can now be your full-time career, you know, your full-time workflow. And yes, it's going to take work, and yes, you got to be somewhat good at it. But look, if you're just halfway decent at your passion project, I think you've got something. So my push today, my ask of you, is to explore deeper into your passion project, because they are probably a lot more than just, you know, your next passion project. So moving forward, what does that have to do with authenticity? It's pretty simple. Is that what you like to do for you, or is it something that you like to do because it makes you look cool in front of others? I want so much for you guys to find your passion and have it be, you know, a truly authentic one. And if you can, you know, not take shortcuts and just build properly, I think that you're off to the races, and you're going to be a lot happier than most people. You're going to be, you know, feeling a lot better. And that's really all the goal is, you know. The goal is not to make, you know, a million bazillion dollars. It's just to wake up in the morning and be happy, you know, truly excited and ecstatic and almost just overwhelmed with joy because of the opportunity to do your passion project, and get paid to do so, and just being authentic with it, and just having it be like your everyday thing. You know, like if you really love golf, but you're not going to be a pro golf player, you can still do golf every day for the rest of your life and make a living off of it. There's so many ways to do it. So that's my rant. That's my special push, and that's my motivation for this week. I really do appreciate everybody who's here. And if you're re-listening to this snippet or this clip somewhere else, that's awesome too. I think that's amazing. So I appreciate you so much. I wish you the best, and I will see you later.